After a rough childhood, I dedicated my life to public service, starting in the military. I had no idea at that time that every one of my major military accomplishments, including acceptance to the U.S. Naval Academy, would be overshadowed by my sexuality. While stationed in the Middle East, the men in my unit spent lots of time with prostitutes. My refusal to partake was reason enough for my peers to accuse me, day in and out, of being gay. Once, I was hogtied to a chair, rolled across the base, and left in a dog kennel with feces. I was forced to simulate sex acts on camera to armed service members with trained attack dogs in the room. Men with hoses sprayed me down in full uniform. Being subjected to extreme humiliation by my own military leadership, I did not feel hatred. I felt fear. Fear they would hurt me and no one back home would ever know. I had no gay friends to talk with and no gay personal life. I was only 18 years old, and I was afraid if I told anyone, I'd be kicked out for being gay. Eventually, someone a rank above me reported it, and there was an investigation that found dehumanizing pranks against me were habitual. I was preparing to testify when I got a call from a Navy attorney telling me the case was dropped. So all I have to show for my abuse is a 2-inch packet of investigation findings and post-traumatic stress disorder. After 3.5 years in the Navy, including 2.5 years stationed in the Middle East, I resigned. My official statement to the Navy reads in part, "I am homosexual. I am proud of my service and had hoped that I'd be able to serve the Navy and country for my entire career. However, the principles of honor, courage, and commitment mean that I must be honest with myself, courageous in my beliefs, and committed to my course of action. I understand this statement will be used to end my naval career. I told, and I was discharged." With a perspective, I'm Joseph Christopher Rocha.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.